This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rawlerson. Brian O'Neill writes for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and like many people, he saw George Clooney's movie The Descendants last year. He says he liked it well enough, but as usual, the book, in this case the novel by Cowie Hart Hemmings, was better.
The protagonist is a man whose wife is dying, and he learns while she's on her deathbed that she had this affair. And it really gets to, you know, modern life with two kids and work and betrayal, and it's a terrific book. I really enjoyed it.
And I think that it kind of intertwines those issues with history too, right?
Right. It's interesting because he's a white Hawaiian, but he has native Hawaiian blood as well. His family way back were missionaries who married Hawaiians and then did very well in real estate. And now, the subplot that kind of moves things along is he's got all this land and they're going to sell it. He and his dissolute cousins are going to sell this land, and he's got to figure out how to do it. And that weaves in with his wife's affair. And it's just a wonderful book.
Do you often read fiction that is rooted in a particular place or has a sense of place as part of its thematic content?
I really like that kind of fiction. I think you get to know a place a lot better often through fiction than you do in nonfiction. I just recently read The Brief Wondrous Life of Oscar Wao by Junot Diaz, mm-hmm. and I learned a lot about the Dominican Republic. I had no idea how repressive that dictatorship had been, but that was a comic novel that told me a lot about how bad things were in the Dominican. I really enjoy books set in Pittsburgh. I'm just finishing one now, Raymond Carver Will Not Raise Our Children by Dave Newman. It's a novel about a Pittsburgh writing professor who is kind of underpaid and overworked and drinks too much and has a wife he loves. And
I don't know. That sounds kind of far-fetched.
Right. Yeah. He's going over the same ground, a lot of the same ground that Michael Chabon did in Wonder Boys, which is just a hilarious book. Mm-hmm. But this gets a lot grittier. The guy has a moral code that is not my own. He does things I would never do. But he does have a moral code, as strange as it is. So I've liked it. And a lot of writers can't write about sex. They think they can, but it's boring. This guy, Newman, he can write about sex, and it's sex with his wife, which is pretty rare in literature.
What else have you got with you today?
Well, I brought Like a Man Gone Mad, the latest collection of poems by Sam Hazo. I got that because Sam Hazo, in early December or late November, did a reading at the Northside Y, the Allegheny YMCA, and it was a phenomenal performance. And I use the word performance advisedly. I've seen, Bruce Springsteen at 62 go for 3 hours, and that's remarkable. But Sam Hazo spoke for an hour. I don't know how old Sam is, but he's getting up there. And for an hour, he did his own poems without looking at a note. And they were terrific. I mean, they were just terrific.
Do you read a lot of poetry?
I don't read a lot of poetry. I'm the worst poet. When I was in the seventh grade, Mr. Ramboni told me, O'Neill, you can write, but your poetry is terrible. These were in the days before self-esteem.
Many newspaper careers were launched with right. Similar words.
Right, but he was right. I'm terrible at poetry, so I am really in awe of people who can pull it off.
Well, Brian, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Josh.
Brian O'Neill is the author of The Paris of Appalachia, Pittsburgh in the 21st Century. His column appears every week in the Post-Gazette. And we're always looking for more book picks. You can tweet yours to Booksburg or post at wesa.fm/speakingvolumes. The podcast is available there and on iTunes. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 FM WESA is supported by the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, dedicated to engaging our region in literacy and learning. Thanks for listening.